Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day is warm and sunny, with temperatures comfortable for outdoor activities in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, the skies remain clear, offering a pleasant day for residents and tourists alike. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, missiles and attacks have intensified in the Gulf as preparations accelerate to bomb Iran's nuclear sites. This was reported 2 hours ago. Also, I-24 News reports that earlier this hour, Trump ordered a new Iran attack as the U.S. and Israel prepare strikes on energy infrastructure. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, criticism arises within Islamic Jihad over the continued escalation in Gaza despite the announcement of a transitional text. This was reported 3 hours ago. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu reflects on his brother Yoni, killed 50 years ago in Entebbe, stating there's not a day he doesn't think about him. And finally, in a recent development, Times of Israel shares that Israel is under threat as Iran targets its gas fields amid the ongoing tensions. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Mossad, a well-known satirical account, posted just minutes ago about Dr. Abd al-Rahim, a medical professional in Gaza connected to Hamas, noting his medical license has been revoked. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, writing earlier today, criticized the indecisive approach towards Tehran, stating it sends a weak message to the regime. Hussam Zomlot, an advocate for Palestinian rights, shared that London has become a global center for the movement supporting Palestine, drawing parallels with anti-apartheid efforts in South Africa. He posted this just minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the Gulf situation. Ynet reports that the region is seeing increased missile activity as the U.S. considers a renewed bombing campaign targeting Iran's nuclear capabilities. Conflicting reports emerge about Israel's role in this potential action. The development raises concerns about a wider conflict, threatening regional stability. Turning to the U.S. and Israel's preparations against Iran, I-24 News highlights that U.S. President Trump has ordered strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure. This aligns with broader strategic moves by both countries to undermine Iran's economic capacities. The escalation is likely to impact global energy markets and heighten tensions further. Meanwhile, Islamic Jihad's criticism over Gaza's situation, as reported by Israel Hayom, reflects internal dissent. The group argues that Israel's actions continue the conflict, despite diplomatic efforts. This discord within the organization could influence future dynamics in the region. In a more personal story, JNS shares Prime Minister Netanyahu's emotional reflection on his late brother Yoni, killed in the Entebbe raid 50 years ago. Netanyahu's comments underline the lasting impact of personal loss in leadership decisions. This historical connection continues to resonate in his political life. Finally, the threat to Israeli gas fields, linked to the Gulf tensions, underscores the potential economic fallout for Israel. This development, earlier reported by Times of Israel, points to the broader consequences of military actions on national resources. It raises the stakes for energy security in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, from Walla Business, fuel prices in Israel will surpass 8 shekels per liter, setting a new record since the conflict with Iran began. This increase will take effect on Saturday night. Separately, CTEK reports that TikTok has removed over 550,000 videos in Israel due to concerns about election misinformation. The platform emphasizes its proactive approach ahead of Israel's upcoming elections. And finally, Ynet Business highlights that Israel's gas prices are set to surge to near historic highs. This rise is driven by global gasoline prices and a stronger dollar impacting Israeli consumers at midnight. That's all for now. from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.